Hello.
Hey Eric, how are you doing?
Good.
Eric, my name is Mario. I just got off the phone with Kyle. I was on the phone
Okay.
with Kyle for about 40 minutes, and he gave me your number and said, "Hey, call Eric. He is my partner, and talk to him." And anyhow, I am going to try to be as brief as possible since I've been on the phone with Kyle for quite a bit.
Okay.
Again, my name is Mario. I called Eric, Kyle, regarding marketing, and he said that you guys were already dealing with Angie, and he expressed how, it's just not working. And he says you guys have spent quite a bit of money
Right.
doing Angie's List, and he said he finally figured out how Angie's works. I told him I wish I would have called them a lot sooner. I would have saved them a lot of time to explain, that a lot of the things are recycled. And I mean, he vented a lot of the stuff that you guys are going through, man. Again, I will be as brief as I can, brother. Our company name is Local Splash. We are a
Okay.
premier partner. Yeah, we're a premier partner to Google, right? The way that we operate, we had a position at 8 a.m. this morning that opened up, and we are looking to get that filled in, right? Whether it's with you guys or the next person that is doing plumbing, and totally. We placed companies on the first page of Google. He says that you guys were supposed to be there and you guys are not. And that's so unfortunate because I don't understand how is that even possible that you guys have, came out so much money out of pocket, and yet you guys are not seeing a return on that, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate, man. I mean, after we talk, Kyle was, he says, man, I want to do the switch. He's like, I definitely am very interested. He's like, but you got to speak with Eric because, he's the partner. I said, okay, no worries. So to keep this thing, pretty straight to the point, Eric, we've been doing what we've done for 20 years here. Let me text you our information just like I did with Kyle so you can take a look at it when you have time here. Okay. Oh, here, I got to switch this number over. How's your day, man, aside from he said you went out to a job that you finally got some type of hit.
Yeah, still battling the heat.
I know, it was 100 degrees there yesterday, huh? Okay.
Hold on, let's check there.
All right, here, I'm sending that over to you right now when you get a chance. So we checked out the Facebook page you guys have. I actually told them it's actually pretty nice, so what we would do is that we would promote that for you guys, get you on the first page of Google, promote the Facebook page you guys already have. You guys are getting a free service through Yelp. We actually include Yelp in our service, the service that you were supposed to pay for, but you guys don't. You guys are getting that free service. We also have the directory of Bing and the directory of Apple that's included, and then we create a website as part of the services that we offer. I know you guys already have a website. Me and Kyle went through it. He said he doesn't know if you want to keep it. I said, whatever you guys wanted to do. I mean, I would suggest to allow us to create a new one for you guys that's a little bit more appetizing, right, for people that are looking for plumbers. And he said, oh, okay, that sounds like a great idea. He just, Kyle had 20 million questions. I love it, right? I mean, he says, hey, man, we get bombarded. He says, yeah. He could say that again, man. It's all good. He's just like me, man. We just chat everything up. And he was like, oh, man, we're almost on the phone for an hour. But no, it was all about, we're going over the company stuff. And he was telling me, hey, man, we've been screwed, by who we're with, and we're just if we're gonna move forward with anyone else, we need to make sure that it's the real deal, right? And And I told Kyle, like I'll tell you, Eric, you know, anyone that over promises is under delivers is just horrible, man. It's a horrible way to do business. You know, and it happens all the time, right? And Kyle's telling me, hey, I'm a salesperson. I said, okay, well then I'm not going to give you any sales pitch. I'm going to cut through all that whole jumbo mumbo and let's just talk how it is, right? So, the services that we render, Eric, you know, we do put our clients on that first page of Google because we are a partner to Google. There's only about 30 some companies in the United States that have that partnership with Google. We're one of them. I send you our website, right? We've been doing business for 20 years now. We are accredited with the BBB, of course. You know, all major companies should be accredited with the BBB with an A+. One of the services that Kyle was very interested in, it says, hey, you know what, I you know, he looked at our site, he looked at the reviews, seen that our clients are very happy with what we do, and here's the best portion of it. He says, well, what does this cost, right? I think that's what he was mostly intrigued in. Well, what are you guys charging for, you know, because it seems like you guys do quite a bit. Our monthly service is $249 a month, and it's a flat rate, Eric. There's no hidden charges. You know, whether you get 10 leads or 50 of them, because of all the platforms you guys will be in, we don't charge any additional penalties or money or whatever the case is, because I know that Home Advisor or Thumbtack and Angie's List, all these other companies, what they do is that whether the lead is good or bad, I mean, you have to come out of pocket a percentage just because they forward that over to you guys, right? And like I was telling Kyle, man, I have a lot of clients that are Angie's List clients that do the switch, you know, to us. As soon as they hear what we charge and what we offer, they make a switch over to our company. And you know, you guys, you know, you and Kyle don't have to take my word for it. I mean, you go through and see what people are saying of us, and you know, look at how long we've been doing this. It's all pretty crystal. And I think ultimately what Kyle was telling me, look, we need just to find someone that can, you know, have all the eggs in the basket, right, and then just do it right for us.
Right. So what about as far as scaling and as you grow? I mean, if you guys are only like, what did you say, $289 a month?
$249 a month.
$249. Now, how does that work as far as scaling? I mean, at a point, do you, as we grow, does that fee go up or?
Absolutely not. It's a flat rate. There's no contract attached to this, right? The only thing that you guys pay the first month is $149 programming charge. That's the only thing that you guys pay on the first month. There's no hidden charges, no hidden fees. Whether you get 10 leads or you get 50 of them, it does not matter. The growth of the company is what we're looking for as well. That's how we keep that partnership with Google, right? That's how our companies that we work with, you know, as long as they're, you know, they're showing success and showing growth, it allows us to keep that partnership with Google, right? Because we can show Google, look, what we're doing for our clients with that partnership we have with you guys, it's working, right? And one of the things that I get the – go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, what all does your services entail? Now, like, this wouldn't be – this would be limited marketing to just kind of Google, though, right? This wouldn't – like you guys don't do like SEO and social media and just kind of like a widespread of things. It's mainly just going to be Google.
Yeah, well, we are an SEO company, right? So we put you guys on the first page of Google. As far as social media, we do ads on Facebook, right? Kyle was telling me you guys already have a Facebook page, which we went through, and it looks, you know, pretty decent. So I said we can either create a new one and put ads on there, or we can promote the one that you guys have. Yelp, Apple, Bing, the website, that's what we do, right? I mean, it's five different platforms. But if you're asking for, like, TikTok and Instagram, yeah, that's not what we do. right?
We
don't see those platforms for business owners to be very successful as the ads on Facebook and being on that first page of Google are. You know, that's what
and then like getting involved with things like billboards and commercials, different things like that. That's also not going to be.
No. We don't do any billboards. I mean, that's something that, you know, I definitely, you know, maybe a what you're asking for is probably what they call a community manager, someone that manages that type of advertisement, right? Where they can do commercials on, you know, different platforms, or they can do billboards, or they can, you know, do IG stuff, things on IG. Yes, I've heard of that. It's a community manager, you know.
Okay.
But for a plumbing business, I mean, like I told Kyle, I mean, even if you decide, you know, to take a different route or whatever, I wouldn't suggest, and this is just a suggestion, Eric. I mean, this is your business and it's Kyle's business. You guys can run it however you guys choose to. But for a plumbing business, I don't think that the angle of, you know, going that route at this point where you guys have not found the correct growth is the right timing, right? But again, it's just an opinion.
But
you know, I think that you gotta crawl before you walk, and then you gotta run and walk pretty good before you run. All that, you know.
That's why I was saying as we grow.
Yeah, no. As you grow, I mean, definitely, you know, expansion is definitely something that Kyle was telling me. Hey, that's definitely what we want to do. He says, and it's unfortunate that you guys, you know, took the bad end of that stick with Angie's, and then, you know, you guys have spent so much money. I mean, Kyle was in love with the pricing. He says $249 a month, you can't beat it. And I told him that's exactly what it is, man. And, you know, since we only work with, you know, a company that does plumbing per area, right, that's what also sets us aside with that partnership they have with Google. So, you know, bottom line, I mean, like I told Kyle, man, I wasn't going to waste his time, and I'm not trying to waste yours either, brother, but, you know, based on what you guys are experiencing right now, it's unfortunate because that's a lot of money to have spent. You know, what he gave me a number, and it's quite a bit of money to not see a return on it, right? I mean, because when you do marketing, I mean, you're targeting to invest, right? To invest to see a return, like I told Kyle, and me and Kyle reached an agreement, right? He says he has a lot of buddies that are in the same business, and he knows a lot of people. So he says, Mario, if this works, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So now, when we say we were to use your service, your service is $249, but we would still be responsible for like ad spend, though, right?
Well, it includes the ads on Facebook. The $249 already includes us doing the ads on Facebook for you guys, right?
But what about what about Google ads?
Well, Google ads, yeah, that's completely, I mean, we do offer Google ads at this point where you guys are at with the company. I wouldn't say that expense is even worth it, to be honest with you, Eric. I mean, believe me, for our company, I mean, it's one hell of a thing to say, yes, let's do the Google ads. But let's get you guys on that first page of Google first, right? Let's get you guys on the map. Let's get you guys exposed. Let people know that We the People Plumbing is there as an option with the rest of the competition that's on that first page, right? And then, I know I see your vision, man. It's awesome because you're thinking already way ahead, right?
Well,
that's
it's
good.
Just that we were already on Google Ads and we hadn't seen any return there. That's where the money was spent. We have a Google Ads account, and we had them pulling money because we were working with a marketer. I mean, he was cool because he wanted to help us out, and so he did all of his services for free. We had to pay for our domain, and he built us a website. So that was $180, but I was just buying the domain. And then he put us on Google Ads and built a bunch of stuff for us and hadn't charged us nothing for his work, but we did have to pay for the Google Ads, and I never got anything other than I had a handful of Hispanic speaking people call looking for a job, and that was it.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. I'm Hispanic myself, brother.
Yeah, no, I mean, they, good, at first, I don't speak Spanish, so I didn't know what they were saying.
Well, yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Yeah, no habla la español. You're like, hey, man.
Well, yeah, I turned away like three of them because I couldn't speak to them. And then my wife was home one day, and she speaks Spanish. And so she talked to them, and she's like, oh, a couple of them came in, and she's like, they're looking for jobs. This one was one of them was a lady, and she was looking for housekeeping work. And then the other guy was just looking for any work. And so
Interesting. Well, like, you wouldn't have to pay for no Google Ads at this point. I mean, again, this would be putting you guys on that first page of Google, right? When somebody, the way that it works, Eric, is that when someone in Totally, right, per se, is searching for a plumber, what's going to happen is that you guys will be one of the top recommended companies on the first page of Google. So to give you an example, what we do, we allow you to have multiple keywords as long as there's services that you guys offer. So if anyone in the area, what they're doing, they're looking up for any of these keywords that you guys choose, they're going to find your company right away on that first page of Google, right? So the ads at this point, again, something that wasn't prosperous to you guys, you wouldn't have to be spending on that, right? Part of getting you guys on that first page is the $249, so you don't have to spend on the ads. Promoting the Facebook ads, it's another great tool, you know, that you guys are, you know, definitely got to capture, you know, whatever piece of the pie you can get from there, because most of our clients that are, you know, getting leads, believe it or not, man, I mean, I don't know if you know how that works, right? Google and Facebook are like a combination of things. So, I mean, you can check this out yourself. Right now, if you go on your phone and you type in I want, where to find a good burger joint. And then a few hours later, when you're on your own Facebook account and you're just, relaxing, going through your Facebook, you'll start seeing ads that will start popping up from different burger joints.
Right.
It's the same method, right? So somebody looks up, hey, I need a plumber. They forget about that, and then later they're on their Facebook, and guess what? Now We the People Plumbing will start popping up on their feed, on their ads on Facebook. Right? And then they're like, oh, that's right. I need to take care of this. Let me click on the ad, and, you know, it's an amazing thing. I mean, how that works. That's pretty awesome. A lot of leads are normally generated from that. But again, brother, I keep it straight with everyone. Like I told Kyle, man, most of these companies like Angie's and so forth, I never like talking bad about any of them, man, because I don't think that's how business should be done, right? But one of the main things that sets us aside is that we have an hourly fixed rate, which is pretty fair, you know, the way our company treats us. But we don't get our increase on our hourly or a decrease whether you guys sign or not. And I tell them, these other companies you deal with, they get that commission base, right? So they're always very persistent on trying to sell you the moons and the stars and why you should go with them. And Kyle says, yeah, I know, man. He's like, I've been in sales for a long time. I know how that works. So, again, man, I told Kyle, and I'll tell you, Eric, I mean, there's no reason for me to lie to you guys. Like I said, my hourly rate, unfortunately, doesn't increase. I wish it did. It would be an amazing thing. I would be a lot more persistent, that's for sure. it's a wonderful opportunity for you guys. It's a great thing to give it a try. It's not a contract, like I told Kyle. If it doesn't work, you can easily say, hey, you know what, we don't want to continue with the service, but I think, and I'm comfortable saying this only because I got family in the company, that is something that you guys will appreciate in the long run, right? And me and Kyle have an agreement that if you decide to move forward, that he's going to give me great referrals, because he says he has a lot of friends that are in the business that could use this pricing and this help. So, you know, I'm going to hold them to it if it works out.
Yeah, for sure. Jesse, you already got your info and everything?
Yeah, no, you know what? I'm supposed to give him a call tomorrow. He said he's been on the phone doing cold calls. I tell him, man, I did that for a long time. I don't miss those days, man. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
he said he's on the phone doing cold calls. I took up 40 minutes of his time already, so I felt that was enough. So he said, Mario, talk to Eric. He says, I think Eric's going to be on the same boat I am. I think this is a no-brainer. I think we definitely have to give it a shot, you know. And I said, yep, I'll talk to him and see what he says. And, you get with Kyle, tell Kyle I'll give him a call sometime tomorrow morning or in the afternoon, doesn't matter. And, whatever decision you guys take, man, I hope that you guys definitely get We the People off the ground and put it on the map where, you know, you guys should be, man, especially after investing so much and not getting anything back in return. You know,
now,
I mean,
say we continue to work with our marketer, but we want to utilize you at the same time because he doesn't do really social media and stuff like that. How does that contradict each other? Does it, or could that, is that something that's doable?
No, that's something that's doable. That's a great question for our IT department, right? Because once, let's say you guys move forward with me, what I do is I get general information, collect the payment, get general information like, things, name and all the 101 info. And then what follows from that is either the same day or the following day, you guys get a call from our IT department, right? These are the guys that do all the back end work. And then they will be able to say, you know what, we're able to assess it to where, you know, you have two providers. Cause I've worked with many companies, I mean, many businesses that have two different providers.
Okay. And so, like, he's working on the Google Ads end, and he's doing that type of stuff. He, like, I've still got to do our video to get us Google verified.
We're able to do that for you guys, actually. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I don't even do the video when we go with you guys?
No, you don't have, yeah. Are you guys licensed in Utah, or you're not?
No, we are. We're licensed and insured.
Oh yeah. So you don't need to worry about no video, man. We get that JDP verified right away. I mean, that's what our team does. They're really good at it. Again, keep in mind that you're dealing with a company that has a partnership with Google, right? Like I said, many companies do not. So they require so much more on their end to get things done. Because we are associated with Google, it's a lot easier for our team to get stuff done.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and talk with him.
Get with Kyle. I'll give him a call tomorrow, man. And, you know, like I said, whatever decision you guys take, Eric, I mean, there's no harm, no foul on my end. Like I said, if I was only on commission, then I would definitely be upset if you guys say no. But I promise you that I won't be. You know, I would understand, man. I just wish you guys the best, whatever decision you guys take. Hopefully, I would love to work with both of you guys. But, you know, if that's not the case, again, no harm, no foul. And, definitely wishing you guys the best. So I'll call Kyle tomorrow, touch bases with him, and, you know, and see what he says. And, you know, I'm assuming you'll speak with him sometime today or tomorrow.
Perfect. Sounds good. Appreciate you.
Eric, you have a good one, brother.
You as well. Bye.
All right, bye-bye now.